Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, we confessing every sin of omission and commission. We come on this morning, Father God, so grateful to you for everything, Father, for everything, and for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, Father God, for this 20th day of our 21-day, Father God, consecration. Father God, we bless you, Father, even right now. Thank you for bringing us this far. Thank you, Father God, for everything in the interim. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for blessings on blessings and blessings running over. God, we do say thank you. And we do bless you. And we do praise you. And we do magnify your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for your people everywhere around the world. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, we want to embrace the gifts of this day. Thank you for it. Now, we want to surrender the day back to you. Ask that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your goodness, your mercies, your love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have your way today, Father. You're the potter, we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. In Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. As we celebrate Jesus Christ, amen, we want to thank God for this brand new day that he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Glory be to God. We are rejoicing. Amen. Today is day number 20 and 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's amazing what we can accomplish when we make up our mind. Isn't it amazing what we can do? God created us. Like we haven't even tapped into our potential. We haven't even come close to what we are capable of doing. Because the truth of the matter is we can do anything we want to do, especially when God is with you. My God, Jesus. So we want to thank God, amen, for this. Amen. Welcoming all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our morning platform. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And I bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. God is good and God is good all the time. Amen and amen. Enjoy the services. Glory be to God. I want to say this just in case someone is on sharing with us, and maybe if you're not here at the end of the service, amen, on Sundays, Amen. We normally meet on the same platform at 12 o'clock noon. However, tomorrow, amen, we are going to be meeting here at 6 a.m. Amen. We want to break our fasting. Amen. And we want to give the prayer and we want to give the blessing. Amen. Give a divine word of inspiration. Amen. And hallelujah. And to God be all the glory. Amen. So we ask that you set your alarm clock. Amen. To meet us here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And that was how we are led to do it. And I thank God for it. Amen. Because that was God's idea. It wasn't mine. That I know 6 a.m. would be a whole lot easier than trying to get us together at 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Normally, we would be meeting on breaking on at 6. But because it fell on a Sunday, we're going to do it 6 a.m. Amen. So please set your alarm clock. Amen. For tomorrow morning. And I don't know if we're going to have a 12 o'clock service. That's probably whatever. We'll deal with tomorrow on tomorrow. Today, amen. Hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we have, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for these 21 days, amen, of prayer and fasting, how we have gone before the Lord in sackcloth and ashes, how we have, glory be to God, amen, examined ourselves and allowed the Holy Spirit to put his fingers and areas of our lives that need attention, glory be to God, and our awareness for the things around us, the people around us, the world conditions. You know, we covered a lot in our corporate petitions, and we really covered the world at large. We really covered the world at large, but we took care of ourselves. We took care of ourselves the first 3 days. Amen. We fasted and pray for us. It was just about us. Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Okay? Glory be to God. And so we thank God. We thank God for this. This was triumph us. Amen. It was y'all know I get a little tongue-tied from time to time. Victorious. This was I can't recall a time of fasting where it just was so easy. I mean, it was not grievous. It was not toilsome. You know, just let the Lord take you through, you know. And it's just a time of meditation, reflection, and then our requests being heard. Glory be to God. And it was, and we're still here. Amen. As we're winding down. Amen. And to tomorrow. Amen. So we don't know if you did the Daniel's fast, the absolute fast, the water fast, the juice fast. Whatever type of fast, maybe you mixed it up a little bit, amen, the absolute fast, amen, but it was done unto the Lord, and it was a true fast, because, well, we did not come cheating, amen, well, hallelujah, we came giving a sacrifice. See, God knows if your fasting was a sacrifice or not. See, maybe you gave up coffee, and then I'm starting to crave a little bit of coffee now. Because I haven't had a cup of coffee in 21 days. And I normally drink one cup of coffee a day. I'm starting to crave a little coffee now. But I gave up more than coffee. Glory be to God. I was on the partial fast where I ate one meal a day. I ate one meal a day. And I don't even think I even drank much water. You know, I did a little bit of water, maybe. Not as much. But that's what I was on. But I did give up the coffee, and I'm starting to crave it now. But anyhow, never, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But anyhow, whatever we did unto the Lord. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll, you know, talk about this more as we go on. Amen. But the walls are already coming down. If the lines is open and we open up the lines next week after the fast, the walls are already coming down. And I pray you can see it, because I see it. But, you know, the Lord moves from the top down. So maybe I got to see it first as the visionary of this ministry. Believe me, hear me. The walls are already coming down. Have already came down. Glory be to God. The invincible walls, the invisible walls. Amen. And that's what we want to talk about for a couple minutes today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then we'll come back tomorrow morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And wrap everything up. Oh, my God. This is a time to praise him. This is a time to praise him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. God, hallelujah. Thank you. Glory. And I feel our new building right in the midst. And I'm telling you, I said, Lord, if I had a building to go to tomorrow, I said, I would be calling the service. Whoever can, come on, meet me right here. Let us come together. And we'll be having a business meeting in February and discussing some things. But I'm telling you, make you want to run to the house of the Lord. We are the house. We are the church. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I may have to go shout a little bit with Bishop Lambert in the morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's good, saints. It's good. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to know why it's good? I'm going to tell you why it's good. Because God is good. Not just some of the time, but God is good all the time. Hallelujah. And that's not a cliche, but that is definitely the way. So, beloved, amen, I want you to know that the reason, amen, that it's so substantial where we are right now in the spirit is because there has been a divine shift in the realm of the spirit. Now, when our deacon, amen, was talking about this, even before we started the fast, our deacon Hattie, she mentioned the fact about a divine shift on the prayer line. I was in agreement with her, glory be to God, and I was just not really amazed that we were all on the same accord, because that's how God do things. But I, when she said it, I already knew it. She was confirming what I knew, see, that there was a divine shift even before the fast. It was already launched. It was already initiated. It was already in place. It was already in motion. And then now here we come reinforcing it, see, with violence, because the Bible says the violent take it by force, see. In the same way we learned yesterday how Jesus was able to tear down the strongholds, those mental strongholds, physical strongholds, and spiritual strongholds, see, where Satan wanted to try to, you know, jack him up. But Jesus was able, amen, to go into Satan's territory. Now, something when you in somebody else's territory and win the game. Glory be to God. And he won. And you might say, well, he's Jesus. Yeah, he was Jesus. Yeah, he was Jesus. And he fasted for 40 days. We only were going half of what Jesus went. And Jesus wasn't eating nothing. Nothing. He didn't eat an apple, a grape, huh, or a piece of bread. So, beloved, amen. So this is why, amen, don't let the devil trick you up at the last minute. Don't let the devil make you think that nothing has happened. You just were starving yourself. You lost maybe a pound or two. You know what I mean? It ain't the same old rigmarole. This year going to be like last year. Going to be worse than last year. You got to tell the devil to shut up. The same way some of us taught the people that we shouldn't be. When people get on your nerves, okay, you just shut up. You know what I mean? You know, especially for people close to us, they're about the only ones we can do that to, and that's not nice. But sometimes they take you there, Okay, but look, tell the devil shut up. If you want to tell anybody shut up, tell the devil to shut up, because he a liar. So, beloved, I want you to know, amen, hallelujah, that the fasting causes a divine shift in the realm of the spirit. Now, we talked a little bit about Daniel over the last 3 weeks, beloved, and we see that after Daniel fasted, there was a shift in the realm of the spirit. Ooh, glory be to God. The principality over Persia had to bow to the pressure of fasting. The prince of the Persia had to bow because Daniel turned his plate down. Ain't that something? Have Michael, the archangel. Now, Michael is one of the big boys in heaven, the angel. He's the one of the archangels. Had the archangel come in defending him. Why? Because Daniel fasted. Daniel was no different from all the other men of that time, amen, other than the fact, amen, that Daniel stood out because of his prayer life, and he fasted. If everybody else was doing what Daniel did, they would experience the same blessings that Daniel experienced. See, people want to share your blessing, but they don't want to share your sacrifice. People want to share your glory, but they don't want to share your story. See, glory be to God. But here, amen, Daniel put some pressure, see, against the principalities by turning his plate down. We saw yesterday how Jesus put some pressure against the satanic principalities by turning his plate down. Isn't it amazing how God uses the simple things of the world to confound the wise, and so many people still miss it? That fasting is the answer. Because this kind only come by prayer and fasting. We read the whole Bible, but then we overlook certain passages. Huh? Glory be to God. And Daniel got the answer that he wanted. It manifested. He no longer sat down and was thinking about, well, one day. No. This is what I'm going to do. Nope. This is what I'm going to have. Nope. Not in Daniel's life. See? It became real. See, we got to stop talking about, amen, where we going, and we got to get there. We got to stop talking about what we're going to do one day, and then we got to do it. You see what I'm saying? Well, love, we got to get there. And I'm working on, amen, a message which might end up being a book, because the Holy Spirit dropped this into me, because we're always talking about destiny. This is my destiny. This is where I'm going. This is blah, blah, blah. Okay, how do you know when you get there? You always on your way to your destiny. Doggone it, when you going to get to your destiny? The whole Christian community is in progress to the, when the Lord is talking about destiny, he's not talking about heaven. He's not talking about heaven. That's assured. That's done. That's sealed. There is destiny right here on earth for you and for me. There are accomplishments to be done. There are goals. Amen. Glory be to God. God wants to write your story on earth. Jesus came that we may have life and that more abundantly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, it's like going on a trip. You've been traveling a whole week to go on a trip, but doggone it, when you going to get there? I'm on my way to Florida. Okay, when you going to get there? You see, beloved, I say 2023 is the year of results. Because it's time for us to get there. Glory be to God. Yeah, we gonna do this, we gonna do that. Fine. When? Make me a believer. I can show you better than I can tell you. Glory be to God. And this is what Daniel experienced, but it had to be a shift. Because if you stayed on the same lane, you were just going to keep going in a different direction. And look, it's like when you're driving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was driving yesterday, got a little bit turned around. Glory be to God, had to do a U-turn. Okay, but you're driving, but you're on the wrong lane. Now, you going somewhere. Yeah, you traveling. But you're traveling on the wrong lane. You can travel for as long as you got gas in your car. That don't mean you going nowhere. You just bragging about the fact that you moving. Yeah, girl, I'm busy. I'm moving. Like the Israelites walking around in the wilderness for 40 years. Yeah, we busy. Busy doing what? Walking around in circles? For 40 years on a 10-day journey? See? But when you realize you're in the wrong lane, see, now you can go ahead and make that U-turn, make that left turn, that right turn, get on the right lane, because this lane is going to take you to where you want to go. The other lane was taking you somewhere also, but it's not where you want to go. So, but what did you have to do? You had to shift. You had to shift lanes. The fasting will cause you to shift and get on the right lane that you didn't know was the right lane, because you don't know what lane you're on anyhow. And you don't know where you're going because you've never been there. And if God don't take you, you ain't going to arrive. Shifting will give you the green light, will give you that divine instruction. It will be your GPS where God will navigate you through the traffic jams. Navigate you, amen, glory be to God, in the direction that you need to go, amen, and see that you get there. And you ain't always talking about somebody talking about you coming and what you gonna do, amen, soon. that conversation is over. You don't have to talk about what you're going to do soon because it's already done. Why? Because there was a divine shift. Glory be to God. They got you on the right lane, and it's a good feeling. Oh, it's a good feeling, baby. When you traveling and you know you moving in the right direction. I wonder if I'm on the right road. Oh, somebody, pull over here, this gas station. Pull over here, this Jeep. What my GPS say? Ask this person here. For you travelers, y'all know back in the day, before GPS became popular, and GPS mess you up from time to time. That's why it's good to have an idea where you're going. Ain't nothing like them good old original maps. But remember back in the day, we used to pull over and ask people for directions. Baby, you be careful. You end up in a dump somewhere, because people just want to be helpful, but instead of saying they don't know, you know what I mean, they just be making up stuff. So here, Daniel, amen, glory be to God, amen, got the answer because of a divine shift. Remember, I think it was Elder Martin, Estelle Martin, she came and she talked about Nehemiah during the 21 days and how Nehemiah fasted. Glory be to God. And when you read about Nehemiah, it tells us that the walls, beloved, was in ruin. I mean, it was messed up, jacked up. You talking about demolition. You talking about demolished. It was terrible. But the Bible says when Nehemiah fasted, there was a shift in the atmosphere, and he was able to rebuild the walls in 52 days. Beloved, that's less than 2 months. See, the shifting gives you divine speed, because what's been taking you your whole lifetime to accomplish now, amen, falls into your lap. Now, instead of taking you 1 year, it's taking you a month. It's taking you a week to meet your goal. Amen. There's divine acceleration pertaining to your desires, your goals, and the will of God for your life. Amen. Why? Because there was a shift. See, the shifting gives you the shortcut. God will bring you in through the back door or through the front door, but you best believe whatever door he bring you in is his door, because he is the door. That's what the divine shift will do. It'll take you from going, amen, 30 miles an hour to breaking the speed limit. But you ain't got to worry about being arrested, because God is in charge of the traffic. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was a divine shift in the heavenlies. See, now you got to get this morning. Before you can see the divine shift in the physical that everybody's searching for, where's my blessing? Where's my money? Where's my honey? Where's my health? Where's this? Da-da-da-da-da. All right? God ain't got no problems. He going to give you everything you want. Whatever you ask for, God going to give it to you, baby. Just a matter of time. God going to give it to you. Whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for, will not be denied. But you have to realize this. Before you can see it in the physical, something has to happen in the spiritual. And fasting is a divine shift, glory be to God, in the heavenly. In other words, you're moving, amen, Satan out of the way. Where he lives, about maybe, 6 feet above your head. Okay. Where he lives, it's like an opening, the passage, that the heavens are being opened. Why? Why? You know why it's being opened? Because your blessing coming down. And you need some room. See, but in order for your blessing to manifest, see, there first has to be the shift. You can't keep going the direction you was going. Because if you was on the right direction, you would have had it by now. God said, okay, that was training for rainy. You done learned. Okay, your lesson. Now let's get you where you need to be. Let's get you where you need. See, there you go. Amen. Fasting, the divine shift that gets you where you need to be. And I need to write that down right now, as the Holy Spirit just gave that to me, because I feel something else with that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got it right. Gets you where you need to be. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to remember why I'm ministering to y'all. I'm ministering to myself. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, hear me this morning. Nothing will shift in the natural if there is no shifting in the spirit. Now, some of you need to write that down, because it's going to take you the rest of your lifetime. Absolutely nothing. See, Daniel saw it. Huh? Blocking up his blessings, what, in the heavenlies. There was nothing blocking Daniel's blessings in the physical. This was a spiritual thing. That's why the angel had to come down. So write that in your notes. Nothing will shift in the natural if there is no shifting in the spirit. And beloved, the sooner you realize this, the sooner you will tap into the victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I believe it was our minister Shannon. She came to us, and we was talking about the women of the Bible, and she talked about J.L. Glory be to God. It was a very, very good elaboration. I don't know if you recall it, amen, but all of our messages are available for replay. But the Bible speaks about how battles are won in the realm of the spirit. And she shared with us about Jael and the evil commander
of the Canaanite army, Caesarea. And the Bible says that his death in the Bible, beloved, it was an unforgettable. It's hard to forget because, amen, it was done through the hands of a woman. I ain't gonna get off course here, all right? Because I'm telling you, we want to say thank God for the women. God used a woman. Glory be to God. J.L. waited for Caesarea to go to sleep. Then when he went to sleep, she hammered a nail through his temple. And that was a heck of a nail, amen, because his head was stuck to the ground. And beloved, when we read that story in Judges, the fourth chapter, it tells us that the blow was so forceful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As I said, glory be to God. In verse number 21, you'll see, amen, with his head was actually, amen, glory be to God, hammered to the ground. But most people don't realize, beloved, when we go a little bit deeper, glory be to God, most people do not realize that the battle was first won in the spirit. See, it was not just Jael's hammer and nail that did the job. Hallelujah. And you can read that in Judges chapter number 5. Amen. When Deborah starts to singing and the words, the lyrics to her song says, the stars fought from heaven. The stars fought from heaven. They fought against Caesarea from their heavenly paths. It was the heavenlies that Caesarea, see, was, and I might be saying it wrong, pronouncing his name wrong, but y'all read it, Judges 4, Judges number 5. But he was defeated first from the heavenly. When Deborah talks about the stars fought from heaven, the stars refer to the angels of God. You don't win in the natural till you win in the spirit. This is where the world is missing it. This is where the carnal Christians are missing it. Everybody's trying to win in the physical. Yeah, I got to do this. These are my goals. This is my agenda. Yeah, I got to be number one. I got to be this. And yeah, I got to get my family together. And yeah, I got to get my finances together. And I'm going to get my health together. There's nothing wrong with none of that. But you can't win in the physical if you don't win in the spirit. That's what the world is missing. You got to get it first in the spirit. See? And in the spirit, you got challenges because you got the devil and all his demons, the prince of the air, blocking your breakthrough, blocking the manifestation of your prayer requests, the things you desire, the things you've asked God for. They blocking it. This is why Michael had to come down and create a way for Daniel to get his blessing. For Nehemiah to get his blessing, the angels had to come and do a shifting. Some reinforcements. Say, we're going to push this thing through like a woman in labor about to give birth to a baby. Say, it's time for the baby to come out. You can't carry the baby for 2 years. But it had to be done through a shifting. Daniel had the secret. Fasting was going to cause the shifting. Jesus had to shift things up with the devil in the wilderness for 40 days through fasting. Nehemiah, through fasting. Through fasting. Beloved. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. In the book of Job, amen, Job refers to hallelujah, angels as the morning stars, 8 verse 7. Hallelujah. all throughout the Bible and Revelation, amen, hallelujah, speaks about the seven stars of the book of Revelations. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see that? You see why it got to be a shift? Glory be to God, because you've been held down. We in a wrestling match, saints. Glory be to God, and some of us are being held down. No, you ever watch boxing and wrestling? I watch it, used to watch it from time to time. And one component just knocks the other component down and lay on them. And sometimes, beloved, feel like we being laid on. Because you're being held down. Your destiny is being held down. Your prayer request is being held down. But how you win, you got to shift. That wrestler be held down, but he found a way to get one leg up. Get one arm up. If he can just get a right turn. If I can just turn a little bit right here, I think I can do it. Well, the Holy Spirit comes to help you to turn a little bit in the direction that you need to turn, helping you to shift, to push through. Bring that baby out. Glory be to God. How? Through fasting. Beloved, oh, our fasting is not in vain. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory be to God. Ephesians 2 and 2 says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Y'all get that? You see? Satan is the prince of the power of the air. His kingdom is between your prayer request. I'm going to tell you where Satan lives. Satan lives right in the middle between your prayer request being heard and your prayer request being answered. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for just revealing that to me. Your Holy Ghost, your prayer being, your request being made is your prayers going up. Your prayer request being answered is God's manifestation coming down, and Satan right in the middle, like it's a doggone sandwich. You got to shift that boy out of place. You got to know how to maneuver around his strategy. That's the power of fasting. Glory be to God. Knock that boy right out of position. And you receive a sweatless victory. Hey, but you winning and you ain't broke a sweat. Oh, my God, have mercy. You drinking lemonade and glory be to God, eating on pretzels. Hallelujah. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Mark that. We're going to come back later on and deal with that. Those of you that's living a disobedient life, amen, and refuse to submit and refuse to repent, you think you're in God's kingdom, but you're not. All right, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved, hallelujah. The atmosphere is dominated by the prince of the power of the air, meaning that the atmosphere is dominated by Satan, beloved. You got to know that. You got to know that Satan is over your head. So if something is over your head, it's raining outside, you got your umbrella up, but your umbrella over your head. See? So your umbrella blocks the rain from getting to you. Well, Satan is over your head. So Satan is working real hard to block, amen, your blessings. The things you've asked God for, the deep desires of your heart. The ones that got your family members laughing at you and talking about you. And glory be to God. Yeah, y'all know it. And the secret desires of your heart. Y'all know what's in your heart. You know what you really want God to do. I don't care what you told your brothers and your sisters.
I don't want no husband. I don't need no man. I don't really need no money because, you know, you liar, pants on fire. Just cut it. Nah, I live in this house because I don't need no other house. And you know, TV daydreaming every time you looking at other people. Come on. No, because give me about 10 people in the ministry. Stop lying. No, because, you know, as long as I just got a little business, you know, it's about 2-3 people, you know, as long as I can make about 100 grand a year, 100 grand, imagine what you can do if you had more than 100 grand, what you can do for God's kingdom. Stop lying. Stop denying yourself. You know what you daydreaming about. And God will give it to you. That's the kicker. Not only will God give it to you, he said, I'll go exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. But you got to know, glory be to God, amen, that there's something blocking the manifestation. Because this kind only comes by prayer and by fast. But God says, I'm going to show you how to win. Like he showed Jesus how to win. Jesus came out of that wilderness and started his ministry with signs and wonders. Daniel won. Glory be to God. Daniel was exalted to the vice president in the region. Nehemiah, glory be to God, was accomplished the goal. Huh? Why? Because there was a shifting, circumventing the Satan strategies to keep you down, keep you depressed, and keep you on a certain level. Like he's trying to teach you something. See? But you about to teach him something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul was telling us, beloved, that the trend of the physical world is a result of the puppet master. And Satan is forcibly pulling the strings in the atmosphere above us. And if you want to shift the course of the environment, glory be to God, beloved. Hallelujah. It is imperative that the heavens open over your life. The heavens has to open up. You can't live under no closed heaven. You can't live under no closed heaven. Because ain't nothing coming out. Ain't nothing coming down. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank God for the shift. Elijah experienced a shift. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Elijah the other day. That boy called down that fire from heaven. Lord, have mercy. God, that fire came and cleaned house. The fire licked up all the water, burned up the sacrifice, even burned up the ground. Oh, God have mercy. Why? Because when Elijah prayed, the heavens opened. Huh? Moses experienced a shift. Amen. Fasting before the Lord for 40 days. Amen. Came down. Amen. Hallelujah. With the tablets of stone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is why fasting is so important, and we thank God for it, and you need to make fasting, amen, a daily, amen, at least once a week. As we do here on Wednesdays, amen, at least once a week. But we just breaking the ice now. We're putting the big hole in the wall. We'll trim it up later, but we can get in. Glory be to God. Woo, hallelujah. If a baby is locked into the house on the other side, just knock the door down. You know, let's just get in the house. Amen. We'll worry about everything else later. This is what we're doing right now. We got to get in. Why? Through the shifting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
So otherwise, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we'll be spending our time in vain, hallelujah, and we don't want our land, amen, not to yield increase, meaning that no harvest. How many of us have been living for a long time? We ain't seen no harvest yet. We ain't seen no harvest. Hallelujah. God's people dying prematurely. Hallelujah. Smitten before their enemies, being defeated. And I don't have time to go any bit deeper. Beloved, hallelujah. But I think we know enough. Just let me say this as I wrap up on today. Beloved, it's a crucial point for you to understand. If there is no shift in the atmosphere above you, then the heaven is closed or shut up. And consequently, hardship and calamity will follow. Now, we know that many believers live their lives without even thinking about this truth. But as we learned earlier this month, beloved, Esther and Mordecai, here go another couple. They triggered a shift in the atmosphere. How did they do it? By fasting. And they shifted right around the evil intentions of Haman. They just worked circles around that boy, made his plan, made him look stupid, and even took Haman to his death. God will shift you, beloved, amen, and have the devil and your enemies looking stupid. Why? Because God gave you a divine shifting, a divine elevation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, hallelujah, shifting the atmosphere, returning with power and great healings and miracles. On the day of Pentecost, there was a divine shift as the Holy Ghost came in as a rushing mighty wind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Let me share this. Let me share this. I got to share this with you. Glory be to God. In Acts 2 and 15, it says this. I'm talking about the day of Pentecost. Amen. When it was a divine shift. Amen. It reads, "For these are not drunken," this is Peter talking, "as you suppose, they're not drunk." He said, "seeing it's only the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Glory be to God. Now, this is what I want you to look at, and I'm really finished now. Joel, we're going to talk about Joel for a couple minutes tomorrow before we, amen, break our fast and release the blessing. Joel 2 says this, 2:28, and it says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." And this is what I want you to meditate on today, beloved. Joel said the same thing Peter said in Acts chapter 2, "in the last days, in the last days." And Joel said afterwards, after. Joel said afterwards. Now, this is the question I want you to ponder today. The question, beloved, amen, is after what? Joel said, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'm going to give you the answer. When Joel says, beloved, amen, afterwards, amen, and we have to ask ourselves, after what? The answer is after the calling of a solemn fast. He was saying, after this fast, this solemn fast, amen, that we are calling, after the fast, not before the fast, not in the middle of the fast, not 2 days before the end of the fast, not the day before the fast, but after the fast is complete, after the benediction has been given, he said, then I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to release the blessing through the shifting in the realm of the spirit. I'm going to pour it down. I'm going to command the blessing to come down on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo. Even in the day of Pentecost, beloved, the shift, hallelujah, hallelujah, was due to the disciples being on one accord in one place with prayer and with fasting. I'm going to be like T.D. Jakes right now. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hey, my God, I tell you, I feel like dancing. I feel, you want to know why I feel like dancing? Because I'm already connected to the shift. See, fasting will help you to flow with the Holy Ghost. All right, I'm trying to finish. Right, give me 3 more minutes. Give 3 more minutes. Okay, so y'all ever, maybe y'all don't go to orchestras and, you know what I mean, opera. You know, some cultures don't. Amen. I don't have to go to a lot, but I like to watch it. Amen. And you see, in the orchestra, they got the one person playing the violin, and one other person is over there on the piano, and another person is playing the trumpet, and the melody is like, woo! How did they get all this together to flow like this with this type of rhythm? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. And then you got the director, and he's waving his wand, and everybody's flowing, and ain't nobody missing a beat. Well, beloved, let me tell you something. Fasting will get you in sync with the Holy Ghost, where you just flowing, baby, like the water coming out the spigot. You ain't nobody missing a beat. You ain't sweating about nothing because you're flowing. You're orchestrated. Amen. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. See? Hallelujah. And this is why I know, glory be, it's a place I strive to be continually, but especially during this consecrated time of fasting. See? And I feel like dancing right now, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, beloved, I tell you, the shift has already taken place. We have already locked in. You know how when you move your car gear, amen, from park to drive? Or you move your gear from drive to reverse? Let me tell you something, beloved. Amen. The gear has already been placed. The shift, the connection is already there. Hallelujah. All through fasting. So, beloved, don't wait till the battle's over. Start praising God right now for the manifestation of everything that you've been asking God for. This is it right here. 2023 is the year of the results. Some blessings going to come falling in your lap. Others, amen, you just going to have to do one or two things. Not what everybody else is doing. Glory be to God. Quick connections, divine speed. Why? Because the shifting has already taken place. You know how your GPS, amen, will show you how to get around the traffic, or somebody, you know, look, if somebody's sitting in a helicopter looking down, okay, and you in a situation, all they got to say, okay, well, I see what's going on down there. Now, I'm going to show you how to get around that. I'm going to show you how to circumvent the traffic. I'm going to show you the shortcut. Because they sitting high so they can look down and give you directions. Well, beloved, God is sitting high. And he about to show you how to get around, amen, all the competition, all the interference, and all the blockages. Amen, that Satan, amen, has been employing in your life through a divine shifting, amen, in the atmosphere. Do you believe it today? Amen, hallelujah, and to God be praised. God, we say thank you for the word. 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 Whew. Got some of us, God, we ain't going to know where the money came from. Some of us might be embarrassed to talk about how much we got. You ain't got to tell nobody. Just pay your tithes. People going to come knocking on your door. You're going to be in demand. Ask you to come speak here, present here. Glory be to God. Family situations coming together. Glory, you don't even know. You ain't even see how when it fell in place. You just know it's in place. You got your peace back. You got your joy back. You got your blessings back. Glory be everything. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow. This is how we're going to wind it up tomorrow. Tomorrow, amen, Lord's willing, we want to come back to Joel. And God says everything, the canker worm, the palmer worm, the locusts, those four worms that they've been taking from you for the last, so some of us, it's about all our lives. God said, I'm giving it back. Prepare to receive in Jesus' name. I want everybody to have a wonderful day, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Whatever you do today, glory be to God, do it in Jesus' name. Today is our last day. Our corporate petition, even though there's no altar prayer, glory be to God, there's no altar prayer today. If it was the last day, we would do something different, but we still got tomorrow. Okay, so, amen. Our corporate petition is divine settlement. We're believing God for the settlement coming, baby. Settlement. And we're talking about spiritual, because that's where all your blessings are. You don't have to wait, sit around and wait. You ain't got to sit around and wait. Let me tell you something. I think I already shared it with y'all. I'm packed up. If y'all come to my house right now, I got boxes everywhere. I got boxes. This weekend, I'm going to get to that last room. I'm going to get to that last room this weekend. Amen. I just got to go through all that paperwork. So I ain't taking all that paperwork with me. I ain't taking it. Well, Pastor, where it is? You got the where the money at? Where you got this? You got that? Huh? Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it be so, because God says so. See? You're not surprised when the blessing comes. You ready for it. Why? Because there's a divine shift. And that's how some of y'all need to live. You sitting around waiting for this. No. Do it today. I'm moving. Well, start packing. Well, I'm buying a new car. Well, start looking. What you driving? Where you going to live? Well, I'm gonna do this. Well, what's the first step? What you got? Well, yeah, we moving into a building. Well, you been looking. What you got? Where you going? What, you got an idea? Come on, y'all. Stop talking about what you're going to do one day and do it. We got the time to get there. Amen. And God's going to make it real easy for you because he already did it with the shifting in the atmosphere. All right. I said enough. It's a whole lot more for me to say, but that's enough for today. Thank you so much, Saints, for sharing and for working and for serving in the ministry this week. All of you who have served at the altar, God bless you. Thank God for last night's service at the praise party. Amen, Minister Thurman. We want to thank God for our Wednesday night service. Amen. We didn't do Bible study. We'd have prayer this Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the early morning services. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God for this whole week of fasting. Thank God. Amen. Please set your clock to come back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Amen. In the morning. Amen. As we, amen, conclude our 21 days of fasting. Amen. Amen. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it. In Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. Amen. See you tomorrow morning. Lord's willing. Amen. Same time, same place, same station. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Oh,
And it's bright.